You're listening to a Katie Cast. News, information, and lots of chatty stuff from Katie McAllister.
This is a behind-the-scenes look at Noble Destiny, the second Noble historical, which was published May 2003. I will discuss some points which may be spoilers for this book, so if you haven't yet read it, you might want to hold off on listening to the podcast until you've done so. This is a difficult podcast to do because Noble Destiny was a difficult book to write. The problem I had with it was that the heroine, Charlotte, started off in noble intentions as Jillian's cousin, a straight-down-the-line wacky sidekick. And while wacky sidekicks can be a lot of fun, it's very hard to present them in a main protagonist role. I skirted some of that issue by putting some time between Noble Intentions and Noble Destiny, about 5 years' worth of time, during which I hoped Charlotte would grow up a bit. That's not to say that the basic underlying character traits that were evident in her in Noble Intentions weren't present in Noble Destiny. In Noble Intentions, she was very self-centered, ambitious, conscious of what other people thought, and pretty shallow to boot, although she was honest in her shallowness. She started out Noble Destiny a little older and wiser, but many of those traits were still present. And they were there for a reason. I wanted to show her progression from a relatively self-centered young woman into one who had suffered adversity and managed to rise above it. When thinking about how I was going to do this, I made a list of all the things that Charlotte found important in life. She wanted a husband. She wanted a title. She wanted lots of money. She wanted her family and friends to adore her, and she wanted a place in society. Once I had that list, I set about stripping it all away from her, piece by piece, until she was left with basically nothing. That forced her to look beyond herself and to readjust her values so that she realized there was more to life than what she thought she'd wanted. Although Noble Destiny isn't my favorite historical, her growth from shallow and self-centered to maturity was one of the more satisfying journeys. Dare was a whole lot easier to write for than Charlotte. Unlike her, he was pretty straightforward, an honest guy who just ended up getting the short end of the stick. I will say that at one point he absolutely refused to talk to me. The story stopped cold while I tried to persuade him to go on, but he absolutely wasn't going to move forward. I decided if he wasn't going to talk, I'd have to make him, so I shot him. Or rather, Charlotte shot him. And boy, did he open up after that. I'm frequently asked if any of the characters I write have their basis in real people. Oddly enough, one of the characters in Noble Destiny is based on an actual person. Bat's Foam, the lugubrious butler, is based on someone I met who was basically a human equivalent of Eeyore. Not only did he drone on in long, never-ending sentences about some apparent ailment he was convinced he had, and I seem to remember him claiming at one point he had bubonic plague, but he was forever asking people to put him out of his misery. He so amused me, I inflicted a literary version of him on poor Dare and Charlotte. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Noble Destiny. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonsips.com. And feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.